Seminar 3, Education. Factors Affecting School Performance.
Dennis, let me ask you a different question. And that is, do you think that a child's economic and maybe social background makes a difference in school performance?
Yeah, you know, there is a pattern. The elementary school where I had most of my teaching experience and where I eventually became principal was an interesting one because it sat between two very different parts of this community. One part is a very wealthy neighborhood built around a world-class golf course, mm-hmm. and then the other part of the community is low-income housing, including a complex for families where the mother has just been released from the local women's prison.
Hmm.
So, you know, I really saw a wide economic and social range, and I have seen low-income families that just do a great job of getting their kids to school and supporting them in their education. But, you know, I think the predictable cliche there is true, that those kids who are supported do better.
Mm-hmm.
Kids whose parents value education do better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another big economic issue is technology, access to computers. The kids who have multimedia computers at home, in their bedrooms, they just do better.
Yeah.
You know, with computers, there's a realization starting to develop that it's not just technological skills, but there are also some thinking skills that improve with being able to organize your information that way, you know.
Yeah.
Some of these kids can really turn out some outstanding work, and the content has improved too, not just the presentation. So I think there are some real differences based on economic background, and they just compound with each generation. That's been my experience.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there's no guarantee because you have all this support at home that you're going to do well too. I mean, I've seen some kids, pretty wealthy kids, just totally blow it and not be productive and not even stay in school. Or there are the cases where you've got, you know, one kid who does great and then the other sibling in the same environment is just totally, totally out of control.
Does that happen?
Well, it's kind of like a movie cliche again, but yeah, it does sometimes happen.
Speaking of families, do siblings usually perform at about the same level in school?
Yeah, in families, usually there tends to be a pattern, I think.